fucking episode 157. I almost fucking forgot. It's Black Friday. Well, what's left of Black Friday?
Yep.
I got these. This is all I bought for Black Friday. Oh shit, I just put lotion on, like literally right before I started recording, and it was hard to open. Ouch. So,
beautiful. Black Friday, go by StoneNinja.com right now and check out our deals.
Well, yeah. And you know what? We might have some deals going on. I don't fucking know. I know Threadless always has shit going on, though. You know, save a buck or two. And then the other one I got. Ooh, that one's packed to the brim. Nice. This is my go-to.
What is it?
White cherry slushy.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a good one.
And Miami Runts.
Miami. But yeah,
this is probably, out of their wax, my favorite strain of their wax. I got like 6 empty jars of it in there.
It's called Miami.
It should be. You're absolutely fucking right. Man, have you picked up any weed lately?
Man, my visitor's pass to Arkansas has currently expired.
Oh shit! How long do those things for?
It's good for 3 months, and then you gotta renew it. And my problem was it expired on the 17th, and I told myself that first week in November, go ahead, renew, and ready. And I didn't do that. And then I went to the dispensary on Friday, and it was like, you know, your shit expires in 4 days, right? And I was like, oh, damn it.
Oh, no.
And then with the holiday, you know, that was literally 2 weeks ago today. So, yeah, I did go back by. I loaded up, though. I got some charcoal that I'm going to partake
in. Hell yeah.
I don't want a cigarette in right now. Which is really good stuff. I picked up one of my favorites, the Funky Charms.
Okay, hell yeah. Like
two strains from these guys. This one tested in at 21 point something percent. The Burkle's at 22 point something. Natural
state. Hell yeah.
Pretty consistent with having a good selection in that 20 to, you know, almost 30 range.
How's the flavor on them?
The price is always, quality in the right price range, too, so... And 20 bucks an eighth is kind of the go-to, and then...
Dude, 20 bucks an eighth is beautiful. That's a beautiful price.
It's 60 bucks an eighth on the street, like, back in the day.
Yeah, so, and it's... you know, I'm looking... like, 35 an eighth around here.
Really?
Yeah, 20... Yeah, because we... You know, the weed right now, especially when you're buying by the eighth, you know, all our shit comes prepackaged usually now. And we got the designer fucking exotics. And so the eighths are expensive. Like some of the shit Nicholas smokes, he had this shit called White Zerber. And I swear to God, man, this was the fucking loudest weed I ever smoked in my life. Like one blunt of it felt like I just took 2 dabs. Like, this shit was insane. He paid, like, 160 an eighth. And it was some fire shit. I don't think I could ever pay that.
160 for an eighth?
Yeah.
No. I don't care how good it is. I'll smoke 4
blocks. That's what I...
Cost $20 an eighth.
Yeah, see? Nick's on that exotic weed fucking... kick. I smoke, you know, whatever's cheapest, unfortunately.
Yeah, we have some exotic stuff every once in a while that comes through, but even then it's not, it's like $35 for an eighth. $40 for an eighth, something like that. And then you go, well, I don't know, I could get two.
Yeah, yeah, see, I'm... And, you know, it sucks because there's some waxes I'd like to sample. Like, a lot of the live rosins and the solventless shit.
Yeah.
It's all, like, 60 plus a gram. And I'm like, do I really want to pay $60 a gram? Or for the price of a little more than two of those, do I want 28 grams? You know?
Yeah.
When you take big stupid dabs, you know, you kind of want the big baller bucket.
I'm telling you, I'll get like a gram of shatter. That's what I got in here. It's not quite a gram left anymore. But that shit, for a gram, you were talking, I'll get it on special for like $30 maybe. On the regular, though, it's like $50.
Man, I remember the dispensary Nick goes to. I stopped in there with him one day. And they had fucking wax on sale at $10 a gram. I was like, oh shit, wasn't expecting this. Let me hit your ATM real quick. I don't even need wax. But at $10 a gram, oh, please let me sample some of the good stuff.
That's what I'm talking about. I wish we could get every once in, like, in a great while, they'll have like a special where it's like, you know, $15, $20 for a gram. Like, we're getting rid of this shit. There's this one place I go into. If it's a clearance, if they've only got like a couple more. So if it's a batch of green crack and it's like really popular, it doesn't fucking matter. But they've only got like two of them left. They're going to go in that clearance bin for 30% off.
Oh, hell yeah.
And so they clear it out and boom. And so I'll stop by and I'll hit that bin every once in a while. And that's where I get the most of my, like, wax, something special.
Listen, people complain a lot, you know, about, especially about dispensary weed.
You like around here.
No, I do complain a lot.
About the movies, though. I guess it's different.
Not about the weed. But yeah, people shit on dispensary weed a lot, and I don't know why. I can dig it. Even the cheap stuff. Yeah, because you get the people, oh, it's not as organic, or blah 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 blah. And it's like, huh? I just want to smoke the weed, man. Let me just smoke it.
My thing is, I can go drive 10 minutes. Right, and go to a guy's house and get one bag of weed, right, for $150, right? Perfectly good ounce of weed, sure.
Yeah.
Or I can go across the river and I've got like a variety of like 50 different kinds of weed to choose from.
Smorgasbord.
The total smorgasbord.
Man.
I can usually find something in that like $20 an eighth range to, you know, sometimes I'll find an ounce that's even cheaper, like $120 or something like that, than what I would actually find through those street connections.
Man, you know,
so I'll just pay, you know, the $50 every 3 months for a new card. And I'll go over to Arkansas, and they'll get my $10 and fuck the state of Tennessee.
It's so weird. The states that don't even have it medically, it's so weird. It's like, well, for one, it's guaranteed tax dollars. Like, I promise you, it brings in a lot of tax dollars.
Dude.
Michigan learned real fast. Like, a lot of cities around here were like, nope, you can never have a dispensary here. Most of those cities have gone back on what they said. Once they saw the traffic and the tax money and just how... You don't ever see a dispensary not busy.
Same thing happened in Arkansas, right? So... it started off, it was like there were like 8 regions in Arkansas, and each one could only have 4 dispensaries, right?
Mm.
And so, like, Little Rock was in the same region. Little Rock, the capital and the biggest city in Arkansas, was in the same region of this little tourist town called Hot Springs, Arkansas, right?
Small, yeah.
Little area, but they got 3 dispensaries, and that left Little Rock only room for 1 dispensary for the most amount of people in the whole state.
Damn.
And they were like, what the fuck? And they dealt with that for a couple of years, basically, before they started opening it up. And now they're kind of a little bit... I don't know if there's still a limit on the number per region or whatever, but they've opened it up. Like,
man, back when it was medical only... Only fucking Detroit wanted them. Like, there was Detroit and, you know, a few places like...
Ann Arbor. Ann Arbor had
them. Oh, yeah, Ann Arbor. But fucking, like, Detroit, Ann Arbor, Flint, very few. There's only a handful of cities that had fucking dispensaries. As soon as that shit went recreational, though... And they gave it a minute and saw how much money they were making. In 2020, actually. 2020, that shit started popping up fucking everywhere. And now, every billboard is a fucking billboard for weed. I found this place that you give them 16-ounce bags and they'll give you a free ounce. I got
Damn.
A shit ton of ounce bags around here. I need to go cash those in. Fucking, I remember they used to be that way. Back, weed used to come in like little, almost like pill bottles. Like they were green, like prescription, but not prescription. They remind me of little POG containers, actually.
I either get something like this. This is some shotgun wedding.
This Hell is yeah.
Either I'll get this. Or this. It's got a little window, so you can check it out, right?
Oh, I like the little window. That's nice. Yeah.
I'm trying to work on a meme where it shows, like, a chick with her tits, and it's got, like, the boob window on, like, a really fancy dress where it just shows a little bit of cleavage. And then, like, side by side with the little weed window. And then, like, an actual window, and it's, like, you know, which one's the best window, and it's like
I dig it.
Try and get a laugh out of it. I just haven't got around to
me
smashing images together, putting texts on it.
Yeah, but our fucking weed used to come in little green, like, pill bottles, but instead of having like an actual pill bottle top that you fucking pull off or twist off, you just squeezed it together and the shit popped open. And I remember the places used to have, like, every 10 of those you trade in, you get a free fucking gram or something dumb. Well, Ange had like a garbage bag full of them fuckers and was just constantly cashing them in. They came in all different colors and all different sizes. It was, like I said, it reminded me of the little POG collector fucking tubes. Those tubes got ridiculously long. Here's my 6-foot POG collection. Why is that necessary? Why did you need 6 continuous feet of POGs? That's that's some good shit, huh? I'm smoking out some jealousy. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah. Is it the number 8, which is the sativa?
This is a hybrid, it says.
Yeah, this brand. Well, this is one of their newer jars. One of their old jars. Revolution. They've done a couple of different Jealousy strains.
Hell yeah.
That's some good stuff. That's one of the, they've got the Jealousy number 8 as one of their sativas that is a go-to of mine.
I'm going to have to look for it. You said Jealousy number 8?
Yeah.
And fucking Donnie's trying to join and he says it's not letting him fucking join.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw a couple of those. Man, I'll tell you what. I took a little nap in the middle of the day today. And then I was watching some stuff with the kid and whatnot. And then I got on the group chat to get caught up before the show.
Yeah,
what the fuck is going on? Somebody was having fun with the little AI chat bot today, huh?
Yeah, man. You know, I started off by fucking just typing in shit because it fucking... I went to send a picture or something to the group chat. I don't even remember what picture I was to send. And I hit the wrong button and it said, you know, type in your shit and the AI will draw it. That's not exactly what it said. I'm paraphrasing that. But, so I fucking typed in my shit and I had a picture of Wolverine fucking doing something, fighting someone. And then I found out.
It was Wolverine fighting a bear is where that whole thing started. And then it was like, do Wolverine and Batman like a scene from Ghost where they're doing the clay pot.
I mean,
you got deep on it, man. It got gnarly. And then it started saying, oh no, we can't show you Hulk Hogan, Randy Savage, a BJ with cocaine on his wiener, or whatever kind of.
And so we don't know them, there. And they can't give consent. And I was like, no, it's okay, I know them. They said yes. We still can't do this.
Yeah. Oh, Donnie said it was okay, but sorry.
It doesn't matter that he said it's okay.
Hulk Hogan said it's okay too. Well, we're really sorry.
And then even celebrities are people too.
And then you brought the Aussie into the mix.
I think
Reef City is now underwater apparently. What the hell is going on?
I think it was really funny that Donnie asked about Stone Ninja and it mentioned glazed over eyes. And I asked it to talk about Stone Ninja making chicken wings, and it started yelling at me about drug use.
No. Here's the difference. It was like, he was like, Stone Ninja have eaten a snack or something like that, right? Ingesting food, cool, right? Eating food. Cooking while you're stoned, young man.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, no. Sorry.
And then it was like, you know, this guy's in trouble.
I said this one, but I looked down and it said, Meta AI, can I drink piss? Absolutely not. That's not what the TV told me. Stupid AI bot.
Oh, man.
What is this?
That's,
the cow milk is okay, though, right?
Yeah, it kept telling me not to drink breast milk. But then it's like, cow milk is fantastic for you.
Yeah, you should try cow milk today. But you just don't understand, Rick. We like to tell stories about fun experiences where everybody has a good time and learns a lesson. We can't have Stone Ninja beating up crackheads.
Yeah. You know, I like when it was talking about Stone Ninja, who, according to the chatbot's name, is Steve.
Wrong.
And his fucking, his catchphrases are all snack related.
Wait. I actually screenshotted a couple of these so I could come back to them.
Oh my god.
Okay, despite his enhanced state, Steve's snacking prowess is the stuff of legends. He's got the saucy slice sneak attack, a masterful combination of stealth and snacking. Where is his fucking catchphrase? God damn it. That was the first thing that I... Where is it? Okay, the first one. In a hazy ninja temple, a stoned ninja named Steve savored a crunchy apple slice. His blade laid aside, he pondered life's mysteries. The apple's sweetness sparked insight. The highs and lows are like sweet and tart flavors. Balance is key. Enlightened, Steve resumed his duties, slicing through obstacles with newfound focus. The apple core remained a reminder of wisdom found in unexpected moments.
There's one.
Is his name Steve? Tell us more about the time Stone Ninja made some chicken wings. However, I want to clarify, I do not condone the promote or the use of drugs, including the scenario you've described. Okay, this is you, Rick. She's shutting you down. This AI bot is like, no. Can't get it. It's important to prioritize safety and responsible behavior in all activities, including cooking. Because there's fire and shit, man. Oh, my gosh. Let's see.
Did you see the Steve play Fortnite?
It says, oh, yeah, right. Well, let's say Steve's gaming skills are as sharp as his ninja blades. He's a master of sneaking up on opponents and taking them down with his trusty pickaxe. When not saving the world from hunger, Steve's probably dominating the battle bus. Winner, winner, chicken dinner, indeed.
Oh, I found your catchphrase. Snacks for days, dude.
Yep. I just found it too. He's a lovable goofball, always up for a good time, never says no to a snack attack, and has a collection of... What is it?
The comfiest.
Oh, the comfiest ninja pants ever. His catchphrase, snacks for days, dude. But don't let this... His laid-back vibe fool you. He's a stealthy ninja master when duty calls. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to add this AI storytelling bot to my writing team anytime soon. But fuck you, AI. I'm going to steal that. Snacks for days, dude. Line. Well, might not be his catchphrase.
Snacks.
I'm gonna slide that shit in.
Snacks for days.
Dude. Snacks for days, dude.
Oh my god. Yeah. Oh, Steve's motto: pizza's worth fighting for, but sharing is caring.
Should have left it at pizza's worth fighting for.
Yes, and I'm gonna
leave your idea, throw
pizza's
that up.
Worth fighting for shit.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? You could sell that to the Ninja Turtles guys. Be like, I want a shirt. It just says pizza's worth fighting for, and it's like all the dudes like just fucking jacked up, ready to go, and just a tasty za right there. Almost an Emmy.
Maybe a little heart pizza.
Hey, there's this scene in Stone Ninja in a pizza place pizza's worth fighting for, man. I think that line has to get thrown in there. It's kind of like
Max for days, dude.
Max for days, dude. And then, whoa, Reef City has a motto. You know, the city motto of Reef City is snacks for all and all for snacks. The citywide motto, everybody in that underwater city.
Where fish and sea creatures live in harmony. What the I love too that when he used his motto, pizza's worth fighting for, he was in Brooklyn and got into a scuffle.
Yeah. Oh, there's a pantsless Steve incident.
Stop
Skynet. Basically, the AI was writing a story about how Stone Ninja defeated an AI, which is kind of cool. Except, it sucks. It's written by a fucking bot, so it's trash.
Crying at
the time. Steve participated in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
You know, this is relevant because this is kind of a running theme here for the Brooklyn Beatdown is Mortal Kombat. I know your love for it. I've been fond of Mortal Kombat since its very beginning. And so this stupid AI bot just decided to throw in there. This is probably the best one of the little stories, to be honest. As Stone Ninja stepped into the Mortal Kombat arena, his ninja skills ready for battle. His opponent, Scorpion, snarled, "Get over here!" Steve replied, "Snacks are coming!" He tossed a bag of chips, distracting Scorpion. Then, with lightning speed, Stone Ninja delivered a snack-filled combative fusillade, finishing with a fatality. The crowd cheered, and Steve emerged victorious, proving snacks are the ultimate weapon.
Man, I never expected in a million years that Stone Ninja would have such
a video game.
Such a snack-based
secret unlockable bullshit that I hide in there. It's just an Easter egg to this moment right here. Some stupid inside joke that nobody's gonna get, but like us and the five.
You can beat this one boss by throwing the bag of chips.
And then Stone Ninja just like grabs up and he's like, "Snacks are the ultimate weapon," you know. And he's got like a bag of fucking awesome chips.
He jumps up, snacks for days, dude.
The ultimate weapon. The ultimate weapon against hunger.
Now, that's what can happen when you kill the dude with that attack in big letters. It can just say, snacks for days, dude.
He goes, snacks for days! the fatality and the fusillade. I love how you had to look up fusillade. Fully get it. I was like, I know it's a thing about like, but okay. Basically, Stone Ninja just shotgunned him with a fucking bag full of snacks. Took out Scorpion.
That was so fucking.
Yeah. I think there was some kunai, maybe a couple of butterfly knives hanging out in those snacks.
Man. And when he took down Skynet, he used his trusty sidekick, a bag of pretzels.
Don't ninja. Skynet's mainframe and reprogrammed it to play an endless loop of cat videos. Skynet was so entranced that it forgot all about world domination. Steve saved the day, and the world was forever grateful. And that's how the legendary tale of, or the legendary tale of how Steve Scott, but stop Skynet. Steve the Stone Ninja. I think it picked that up because in our thing, I changed, I had just changed my name from Stone Ninja to whatever it is, and I changed Jesse's name to Steven from Pilgrim, because we had this Pilgrim theme going on.
Oh, shit.
And I think it picked that up and was like, oh, yeah, Stoned Ninja, Steve. That makes sense.
I fucking love where it tells us about how fucking his ninja clan.
Oh, God, yeah, dude. The Philly Inks. Now, that's what we need to do. It's like, we'll get all of us as the Silly Sneaks.
I wish Fortnite had a fucking clan tag we could put on me. Right. So we could be the Silly Sneaks. That's so stupid.
It is. It is very stupid.
For their stealthy antics and hilarious hygiene. You silly fucking sneaks, you. That shit.
Or we provide a breast milk cocktail. Bitch ass AI.
That shit had me crying, man. It's got me crying all over again, actually.
That's ridiculous, man.
I wish it would have wrote me the 1,000-word essay I wanted it to. Oh, man, I just heard a big, loud boom.
Tit milk is a no, though.
Yeah.
I understand your curiosity, but it's important to remember that breast milk is intended for infants and young children. Man. Not appropriate or safe for adult consumption.
I like how I asked it about the story about Stone Ninja fighting the crackheads, and it was like, whoa, that's insensitive to people with addictions. Like, man, everything's insensitive to someone. Come on now. I would also said you shouldn't eat semen.
Yeah, also, it said that Don shouldn't eat semen.
Yeah.
It also said it can't write a 1,000-word story about the Silly Sneaks. I was very disappointed.
Donnie might enjoy a good snack, but sperm shouldn't be on the menu.
I love wording here. So...
How about some popcorn or a granola bar instead? To which I responded, you want a popcorn or a granola bar instead? We're out of cum. Oh my god, that chat was... You know, not only did we have that stupid fucking chat, but some fucking... some city released a still image of a robbery asking for help identifying this man. Well, the only thing that's visible is one of his fucking eyeballs. He's even got fucking gloves on.
Yeah, he had the purple gloves and the gun and all like black, and his like hoodie like literally goes down to this. It's like,
yeah. Oh, purple face or purple hands. Yeah, I remember him.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. that's my buddy. He dresses like that all the time. Oh. Never seen him rob a place, though.
Who the fuck thought that was helpful? Like, we got to get something out there. They're going to think we're not doing our job. Oh, my fucking God. It's been one heck of a week, man. It's Black Friday, so if you're hearing this, happy late Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we hope you enjoyed yourselves.
Yeah, hope that tummy got fed.
Yeah, relax. Eat some leftovers right now. Sip mm-hmm. on a little beer or wine or cannabis-infused cocktail.
Puff on a little J.
Puff on a little...
You might want to wait for that to eat.
Lay back and listen to the smooth sounds of our voices for about 45 minutes to an hour and a half, depending on how stoned we are.
Yeah. Woo! Man, I should have asked him to tell us a story about cowboys.
Yeah, about how stoned they think of it.
You know, I probably would have found something offensive about that if I would have asked. Whoa, stoned ninjas and Thanksgiving? No way. That fucking... They're getting out of hand with this AI hold shit. On. Getting way too out of hand. Man, fucking Donnie uninstalled the app and everything. And that pizza's smiling at me and I don't like it. Oh shit, he's typing something.
Yeah. Ah, the legendary shit. Tale of Stoned Ninja. It's said that in the midst of the first Thanksgiving, a group of mischievous pilgrims accidentally dropped the turkey into a nearby well. In a haze of smoke, Stone Ninja appeared, utilizing his mastery of slow motion and snack foo. He retrieved the bird, saving the feast. His reward? A plate piled high with nachos, forever solidifying his place in culinary legend.
I got a few questions. First off, I would be pissed. I guess this is more of a statement. I would be pissed if I just saved you a delicious turkey and all I got was a bunch of nachos.
Do I get some of the turkey too?
Yeah. Right? Hey, thanks for saving that turkey.
I get a drumstick now. Like, yes, you get nuts. More drumsticks. I get the other one. I save the turkey.
You get this plate piled high with nachos. There's a lot of nachos.
You
want to
eat that.
And I love that he still has snack food. It blows my mind that the AI remembers shit. Like, it... has told us several fucking stories through it. Okay. I would have never fucking guessed Stone Ninja was aquatic. I gotcha. Gotcha. Watch this.
Okay.
Oh, shit. I don't know how to do it from the fucking... Alright, here we go. I'll do it from the phone. I don't know how to do it from there. Alright, I'm slow. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, you're cool, man. So, while this is in the works, the kid and I earlier were watching the Squid Game reality competition.
There's a Squid Game reality competition?
It's on Netflix. They literally play all of the games from Squid Games plus other games, right?
No one dies.
People die.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty cool. Like, it starts off with red light, green light. Crazy how many of those motherfuckers go.
Man, I want to check this shit out now. I wasn't expecting people actually to die.
They have the die pack in their shirt.
I like it.
So if they're moving,
and they go, little jib. I like it.
And, like, the people that are in it are some interesting motherfuckers.
Oh,
like,
man.
I don't really get down on reality TV. I'm not the biggest fan. Squid Game was awesome. Kid was like, oh, yeah, we're watching this. I was like, okay, whatever. Let's go for it. And, like, an episode in, I'm just like, oh, my God. This shit.
I might fucking check that out.
And, like, the next week, I think the next handful of episodes come out. Like, maybe the end of the season. Because they're kind of whittling it down.
It's on Netflix, you said?
It's on Netflix. It's Squid Game The Challenge.
Okay.
And it should pop up on your fucking cool stuff list.
I'm going to check that out. Listen, I watched Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, yeah. That was
start to finish. It was really good. Not a whole lot of Scott at first.
Yeah.
Like, I see what you were telling me now. It's all your little hints really started to make sense by episode 3.
Yeah.
I was like, this is Scott Pilgrim without Scott. Yeah. I think they did it well. It kind of sucks that they came out and said that there's no plans for a sequel. That's fine. I know, yeah, they came out and said there's no plans for a sequel. They said...
do a sequel. We demand it. Do it again.
I agree.
Happen. Whatever you did, do it again.
Yeah. It was really...
Now, I haven't read the actual comic. As a comic person, sadly, that one went under my radar, and I missed it, and now it's like getting caught up, you know, it's like you gotta buy the entire box set or something crazy.
Man, I was lucky enough to find it at a library.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah. They had, collected editions of some comics.
Yep.
And they had fucking all the Scott Pilgrims.
That's great, man.
And they were in color.
Yeah.
So it was pretty nice.
Very.
But
cool.
I that's one of the few comics that I have read front to back, and show
was this story in any way part of the comics?
No, that story was 100% original.
Ah, that's so cool, man.
Yeah, yeah, that was...
You played the side scroll.
Yes, yeah, me and the kids played it. We haven't beaten it. We got up to the twins. We're at, like, a temple.
Yeah.
Like, Indiana Jones-ish temple. I can get up to the twins, but they kill me every time. And then you gotta start all over. Like, when you die, instead of starting at the temple, you gotta go back to the... very beginning, because it's a two-part level. Beginning, you start off at a house party, and then you fight a giant robot as the boss, and then you go to this temple. And I can get to the end of the temple, but I can't beat the boss. And then it's like, I gotta go all the way back in a whole nother stage, do this again. That's the thing I love about that little handheld, is the save states.
Do you know what I might recommend... is backtrack and level up.
That's a good idea. I didn't think about that.
What I did is when I got up to a point where I couldn't go any further, I went back and just like played that first level again, looked around for like any hidden bullshit or whatever.
Yeah.
Second level, third, boom, 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 and then made my way back through it, basically back to and I had leveled up where I could either afford the power-ups and stuff that I needed, or...
You know. See, I didn't even think about the power-ups and shit. I forgot there's a shop.
Yeah.
And, all that man,
is pretty important.
That game is so good. And I like that it's couch co-op.
The idea for the Stone Ninja game is very similar. You provide that on its face value is a fun game to play through, but there's so much hidden shit.
Hell yeah.
It takes it to that like next level. And I think I could do it.
And plus, you know, you're fucking getting so much fucking hidden Easter egg content you can throw in.
Oh yeah. Max for days, dudes!
Pizza is worth fighting for. That's like, that reminds me of like if Stone Ninja was a character in Street Fighter 2, after you lost to him, the little continue text is, pizza is worth fighting for.
Yeah, and he's just like, grabs a slice, right?
Yeah. He's taking a bite or something.
He just throws a pizza, like, kind of at the player. Yeah.
It
like that, right?
And it does that fucking arcade-ish yellow and red fucking fancy background look.
Yeah.
like when you finish with the super move in Super Street Fighter 2. That's so fucking... Extra days, dude.
Plus, four.
He says we're fine.
Dude.
Man.
So dumb.
And that was the best part about it, was that shit was so fucking stupid. But it was comic fucking genius. Yeah. It reminds me of, like, back when people first started fucking with this AI shit, and they're like, I had it watch 100 hours of Batman movies. It's like, it's dark. There's bats. A man arises. I am bats.
I remember that. I remember reading that. It was always like a page of a movie script for.
Yeah. And it starts off, you're like, okay, and then there's just wonky shit. He floats in on the bats. what the fuck, man? That shit's bananas. Fucking AI, man. So one of my buddies on Facebook posted about AI, and keep hearing some knocking. Are you knocking? You just gotta lay down, bud. One second. All right. Well, on that note, that little dude is not feeling well.
Yeah.
We've almost hit the hour mark. So I'm going to call it so I can fucking go tend to his ear.
Word.
Earache. But, you know where to follow us at fucking thebrooklynbeatdown.com. Fucking stones.ninja. Fucking thesleekycast.com. BluntGodDonnie on Twitch. Fucking, we love you guys. That was 157.
One. Bye.
See you fucking next week.
Peace out.